Initial Reaction Podcast. We are back for one day only. We are not back.
An emergency podcast.
That has
been a year in the making.
Yes. Well, really more like a week when we came up with this idea, but...
Came up with the idea a year ago, and I just did it on my own because...
Yes, you were fascinated.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
And then I just did it, and then you liked it, and so then we said next year we have to do that.
So here's the deal. I'm J.R. Radcliffe from Now News Group with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's J.P. Cadoran from Spectrum Sports.
Yep.
The boys' basketball state tournament is about to get underway. It's going to start on Tuesday. What is today? February 26th. So
yes.
That means Tuesday, February 27th.
Birthday.
Happy birthday to J.P. Cadoran's mom. I'm sure she's one of our four listeners.
Yep.
And we're probably down to three now that we are now that we have disbanded the Initial Reaction podcast. But we are back! For one engagement only to talk to you about the Boys Hoops Tournament.
Yeah, so
in a way.
Yeah, so last year, I was just curious with all the divisions. So we have five divisions for basketball. I'm not entirely sure why. We probably only need two or three. But the point is that we have five. And I got curious of last year, like, who the best teams were and, I don't know, like, between divisions. I felt like the divisions were unnecessary, again, like, specifically for basketball because... You have somebody, like in the past when Diamond Stone was at Dominican, the fact that they were winning Division IV titles always seemed kind of wrong to me.
And to the rest of the state, because this is why they've tried and failed to,
also true.
Quote unquote, fix that problem for a few
also
years
true.
Now.
But even like Division II last year, La Crosse Central won Division II state, but I was wondering like how good was Cedarburg? How good were, I mean, Milwaukee Washington was really good. They were a semifinalist last year. And so I kind of went, like, throughout all divisions and, like, ranked the teams on my own and then came up with my own March Madness bracket, and I had a lot of fun.
Last year we did that after the tournament. This year we're going to go into the tournament
yeah.
and try to make a one bracket to rule them all, the former Indiana style, where it's just one big division, and if you're Hoosiers and you make it to the, you know, the if you're that team from... What's the name of the city? I'm drawing a blank. In Hoosiers. The
Indiana.
Little, no.
Yeah,
the
name
city
of the town
with the
Indiana.
Water tower.
See, that's what nobody understood.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think I've seen that movie twice. It was a good movie.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I've only seen it
twice. Gene Hackman. Great performance. I actually don't stand by that. But in any event, if you're the little guy who makes it to face the big guys, good for you. But, you know, I don't have a lot of little guys in my front 32. I, in fact, only had one team from Division 5, so I'm probably doing a massive disservice, massive bias in the Milwaukee area. I fully admit that. And obviously, we don't know a lot about teams outside our respective coverage areas.
Have you not been scouting Bangor and Columbus Catholic all year?
I'm sure they're very good teams. They are probably, one of them probably is going to win the Division 5 state title, but I don't know enough about them to feel comfortable thinking that's a team that can beat one of the area D2 and D1 teams. I don't really think
that's
true.
Okay, and you know more than me on all of these.
A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
My specialty is going and picking and choosing teams and finding little feature stories to tell. My emphasis is not on following every single team every single week, trying to write articles and rank and round ball rankings and all that good
jazz. Well,
that's
not my emphasis either. That's just stuff I do for fun, JP.
Yeah, so I'm just defaulting already that I might accept a lot of your positions here.
Okay, good. It's good to be the authority figure in the room. So we are going to talk a little bit about the tournament itself, which, like we said, gets underway this week. There's some interesting battles on the horizon that I'm particularly looking forward to, but... If I'm being honest, as I look at the bracket, I think State could be amazing this year. There are a lot of brackets where I don't feel like there are too many matchups that really prevent the best teams from getting to State to face off at the Kohl Center. There's a couple exceptions to that. But the first question then, JP, if we're trying to rank the 32 best teams that
yeah.
we think are in our tournament, is who the best team in the state is.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what you think about that.
I think it's Xavier. They're really, really good. They were really, really good last year.
They're Division III.
And I think they only got better. I really think that they could win our one state, all state.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's a
you're
bold choice.
Yeah.
Going for Division III.
One state, all state, you're in good hands. That's the official name of our bracket.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down.
One state, all state, you're in good hands. That
yes.
sounds super original. JP, I'm going to agree with you flat out. I think Xavier's the best team in the state. I've seen them. They're amazing. I've only seen them once, but they're a machine. And like you said, they won state last year, impressively so. And brought everybody back. So, like, I don't know what the confusion would be about that as far as Division III goes. There's some pretty good area Division III teams. Brown Deer and Martin Luther jump to mind that will be contending with them for the actual D3 state title. But, man, that is a good team. I would put them ahead of Oshkosh North, who I have number two. I'd put them ahead of Sun Prairie, who I have number three. I think those are... I'd love to see a matchup between some of those teams.
See, like, Oshkosh North, you've heard about... I feel I'm a little not Gonzaga'd by them, but like it's always about Oshkosh North's potential. Like they always could be really, really good. And I haven't seen them make it yet.
Yeah. Well, they didn't make it last year. They ran into Spash.
In the back of my mind, I always have a little doubt.
I mean, this year, Spash is a threat, certainly. They're a good team, but without Joey Hauser, they've got Drew Blair, who is a Mr. Basketball candidate, probably one of the top 10 players in the state. But still, I think Oshkosh North gets through this year. Very impressed by what they did against Kaukauna late in the year. Really a lopsided, comfortable victory in a battle to get a share of that Fox Valley Association title. Tyrese Halliburton is going to Iowa State. Quincy Anderson is very good.
So many schools in this world. Why do people keep choosing Iowa State?
Yeah, you
don't get it.
You really hate the town of Ames, the city of Ames,
it's
Iowa.
It's awful. Have you been?
I haven't. Why would I go to Iowa, JP? You got to ask yourself that question. Look in the mirror and figure that
out.
Lots
of people get stuck going to Ames. I'm just curious if you have been stuck having to go to Ames.
I don't go to Iowa on a regular basis. But I do have Oshkosh North as my 2, Sun Prairie as my 3, and Kaukauna, my alma mater, full disclosure, but with Jordan McCabe, who's not going to Ames. He's going to West Virginia, and one of the more exciting players in the state. I have them as my 4, so those are our 4 ones.
And we need to agree on one bracket here. So we both have Xavier first. I don't want Oshkosh North second.
Okay, but they could be a 1 seed still, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what's important to you, or do
you
need
a
1 through 32
list? No, I don't care. That's not important to me. If they're on the one line, I'm happy with Oshkosh North being on the one line somewhere.
Okay, so I'm going to make these little groups here. We're going to officially document this, release it
on a notepad file. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
All right, so let's do this. So then who are our number one seeds? Xavier and Oshkosh North for sure.
I have Sun Prairie and Kaukauna as my others.
I'm with you on Kaukauna. So our debate now is between Kaukauna and my other team, Pewaukee, whom I really like. I know they just lost. Although I forget who they just lose.
They lost to Whitnall. I love Pewaukee. I've seen them. I am constantly, I think, favoring them higher than maybe I should because over the years.
But not this high.
Not this high. I think Sun Prairie is pretty special. I think we might be talking about the Division I state champion there. They've got, I mean, Marlon Ruffin was just named the Big 8 Player of the Year. And I think it's kind of indisputable that he's not even the best player on that team because Jalen Johnson, the sophomore.
Quite good.
Yeah, considered probably the best sophomore in the state, maybe the best player period in the state. I mean, and that's not where it stops with Sun Prairie. They have a lot of talent on that team. And I think that conference has been pretty tough this year, and they've won it. So I'm a big believer in what they have going on in D1. I like Pewaukee, and they're 5th on my list. Like, they're the top 2 seed. But I'm still thinking Sonny P has got to be a 1 here.
I'll give that to you, again, because of your outstanding rationale.
Yes!
So I'll let Sun Prairie be your 1 seed. So the battle for 2. So who do you have in the running for 2 seeds here?
Well, I have Pewaukee, clearly you like them.
Yep,
so they're automatically a 2 seed here. I have Franklin, and I think you do too,
yep,
as one of the top 2 seeds.
I like that.
I've got Brookfield Central,
okay,
which is an interesting one. Now, they kind of lost a couple games early in the year. They had a little bit of midseason turmoil. I still love what they have, I think Gage Malincic, their point guard, he's a junior. I'd give him the TJ Bray Award for the year as that player who's just so complete. And even though he isn't going to overwhelm you with his size or he's not going to just pop physically when you watch them play, he does everything well and holds everything together. And they got lots of other guys. One of the best freshmen in the state, David Joplin. The Now brothers are very good. So I think, and then they won the conference late in the year. They won the Greater Metro when Brookfield East took a late loss. And they beat Brookfield East head-to-head in the second meeting, so I kind of think that's...
See, because I would push for Brookfield East.
I know, and you should. They should be ranked... I have them ranked number 9, so like they're
your third top three seed.
I mean, they've got a difference maker, Patrick Cartier, 6'8", great player, has had a phenomenal senior year, cleared 1,000 points, Division II player, he's going to play at Hillsdale in Michigan, awesome player, and they've got like just a real steady stable of guys behind him that are all good, like, you know, maybe nobody that's going to be like, you know, Division I recruit or anything, all very good. I think Brookfield East is in this conversation. I still like Brookfield Central to maybe be a little better.
All right. Once again, you've convinced me to put Brookfield Central in there. So for our last 2 seed, you have Whitnall.
Right, I do. And you had Brookfield East. But now I had Brookfield East 9th, so I'm willing to defer here to you and bump East up to that final 2 line.
I like it. Look at that.
It's a give and take, JP.
Okay, so we're done with our 2 seeds, which means... the greatest prospect from Wisconsin to ever almost go to Wisconsin instead of go to Kentucky is a 3 seed in Whitnall.
Yes, we drop Whitnall down to the first 3 seed.
And we're all agreed there.
I mean, Whitnall could win Division II state title, and I don't think anybody would blink about that.
Hey, three seeds make the Final Four all the time.
Yes.
All right, this is totally doable.
And they're a two seed in their own bracket because they have to get through Pewaukee even to get to the sectional final. So that's
crazy.
That's one of the games I was talking about, is one of those roadblock games where you've got two teams that should probably both be at state competing before state. Unfortunately, it isn't happening a lot this year. But there's something undeniable about Whitnall, man. You've got this kid who's just crushing it. I mean, he's 30, you know, he's averaging like 35 points a game down the stretch. He's got like 6-7 assists in games. He's got almost double digit rebounds. That's a team that's on the ascent. So Whitnall is in a very good spot.
Okay,
right
this
now.
Is where I'm reaching pretty hard.
Yeah.
What about Martin Luther?
So I, as you know, I'm very much a fan of Martin Luther.
Yes, you are.
Certain
family ties there.
Yes. I think maybe I'm dropping them a little lower because I'm trying to compensate for that. They did take a loss to Racine St. Catharines. It's a little worrisome. They didn't have Traquan Carrington at the time. He was out with an injury. He's back. I mean, I still am a big fan of Martin Luther, and I think they're going to go to state. I believe that they're going to be the best team in their bracket, and even though we're seeing St. Catharines, it's one of those teams in there.
So you have them as a 5 seed right now.
I do. I have them down as a 5. I'm just...
I need you to bump them up to a 3.
Oh, I can't go that high.
No, this is one of the cases where the committee gets it wrong, and everybody says they're overseeded, and then they beat everybody anyway.
Well, and...
This is your chance to be the committee.
Okay.
And to really just...
I think there are 5 or 6 teams that I gotta say I would rank ahead of them.
Okay.
But I am willing to do it for to be the committee.
Martin Luther is a 4 seed now.
Okay.
Does that make you happy?
That's fine.
Okay, so who are your other 3 seeds? Whitnall and who else?
Milwaukee, Washington.
Okay, why?
Division 2 team. Very good. They've got
two outstanding players.
Tremendous players, yep. So
not even good. They're great.
And I mean, that's the team that Pewaukee or Whitnall is gonna have to beat to get to state. So that's by far the most rugged road of Milwaukee area teams. You've got just so much talent in the Division 2 sectional. So we mentioned Whitnall is a 3, Milwaukee, Washington. Waupun has one of the best juniors in the state, Marcus Domask. And they're exceptional. I think they only have one loss this year. So that's
it. Is it time to throw in a Division 4 team?
It is not, in my opinion. I'm not there yet.
So is Milwaukee Destiny not as good as they were last year?
Well, I mean, Destiny just took a loss to a team that's outside the rankings. And I think Academy of Science is really good. Like, they're in my 32.
Okay.
But I wonder about that. Like, that's a team that, you know, is also a Division 4 team. So, like, you would think if you're the top dog, you're going to be able... And they might be Division 3 now that I say that. But if you're the top dog, you got to beat those teams. Unless you're playing, like, D1, D2 schools that are contending for state titles.
It's way too early for Division 5. Like, I love little guys. Yeah. Side note, I don't, by the way.
I have no problem with them. I have neutral feelings for them. I just don't know anything about them, and I have a hard time believing they can compete with the D1s.
There's no way that they could... Could win any
right.
of those. Okay.
So I also had Brown Deer here over Martin Luther for that last 4 seed. But you know what? I think I'd be willing to move ML up ahead of Brown
Deer. So Martin Luther is a 3 seed?
I would say that, yeah. Give him my last 3 seed. Whitnall, Milwaukee, Washington, Waupun, and Martin Luther, they're the 3 seeds.
Beautiful.
We are, by the way, going to put this on Twitter. We'll put our whole bracket on Twitter, and we'll determine our tournament champion. Maybe we'll even do that later on. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yes.
Especially once we get some playoff outcomes entered into the data stream there.
Okay. What do you know about Monona Grove?
I don't know enough to say. I looked
at
their
schedule.
They're the
third-ranked team in Division 2.
I looked at their schedule. Nothing there really. I didn't see anything that really stood out to me. And that's unfair.
When was the last time they were good at something besides football?
They're good at. Well, I was just going to say they're good at football all the time. Their girls basketball team has been very good.
Really?
Yeah. I think. I mean, I sometimes confuse them with Mineral Point, which is crazy because they're nowhere nearby. But.
Is girls basketball enough to vault your team ahead in the boys basketball?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
One state, all state, you're in good hands with all state.
I didn't think we were considering all other sports. I took a look at their schedule. They didn't have a lot that really, really impressed me, if I'm being honest. I have them a lot lower than maybe you would think.
Thank you for doing prep work on this, by the way.
I am super prepared. Super prepared.
So, Wanakee, do you know other Madison teams?
I saw Wanakee play. I saw them play Whitnall. They were very, very impressive. Mitch Listow is again, one of the better players in the state, probably in that second tier of the Mr. Basketball conversation after the top 3 or 4 names. They're also a machine, a lot like Xavier, in that they just have a lot of talent, a lot of balance. I mean, they really held Tyler Harrow in check big time with their defense before Harrow got injured in the game I saw at the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout. So I believe Wanakee is absolutely in our 4 seed.
You've convinced me to put them in a 4 seed
as
well. Good. I'm glad we agree. Brown Deer, Wanakee, where else are you going?
Kimberly. Here's a little bit of a surprise. Kimberly, I love because, you know, the losses they've had have, you know, been to pretty good teams. And they lost to Oshkosh West. But they've lost to, you know, Oshkosh North and Kakana account for three of their losses. And I feel like that's, you know, those are teams that we have on the one line or, the one line. So I don't feel like those really should count against them. I think Kimberly's the sleeper this tournament in real life and in our life. I think that's a team that could get really far into the playoffs and surprise a couple teams along the way. I think they would run in. Now, is it Brookfield Central? Would that be in my tournament or the real one? I've already started to get them confused. I don't know for sure. But okay. I think that's a team that could pull an upset.
I like it. Who else do you need to sell me on? Give me two options here for the 16th team.
Well, I had Martin Luther down there, but that's not going to happen now. They've been moved up. Destiny, we've talked about them. Yep. I think this might be the point where we throw them in there. And if not Destiny, then maybe we start to think about La Crosse Central or Madison East, a couple teams that are maybe not at the top of the rankings in the top couple divisions, but are pretty, pretty good. And Madison East won a ton of games at the end of the year. I think they're on a 9-game winning streak going to the playoffs. La Crosse Central has a ridiculous sophomore class. So those are teams that we're going to be talking about here real soon.
Fair enough. Okay, I'm putting Destiny in. They get the defending champion pedigree. They get ranked too high because of their name.
Yes, I think that's fair. Right? I think that's fair, yes. Right. State championship caliber pedigree.
I tell you, classic committee move. Classic ranking a defending champion too high. Classic.
Yeah. All right, let's do some five seats.
All right, where do you want to start here? Let's go.
Well, I see on your screen you've got a couple good options. You got Arrowhead, you got Madison La Follette, you got Bayport and Madison.
I like East. Arrowhead as a five seed. Maybe not the top five seed, but
yeah,
a
I agree.
Five seed.
And Arrowhead is always tough. And last year they beat up on teams, or they beat teams like Bayport and Kimberly that were much higher ranked, much higher regarded, but they were senior heavy and they found a way. I mean, they always find a way.
I'm
going to
put La Crosse Central up there. Little perennial champion as well.
Yep.
I want to put Prairie School up there.
All right.
With a big-time player who can do big-time things.
That's fine. I have them pretty much as an 8 seed. I have them lower on my list. Okay. But you know, Prairie, we talked about Martin Luther. We sang their praises. Well, Prairie School won the conference that Martin Luther is in. So we probably should have considered them higher. So I like putting them as a 5.
And then I'm going Bayport.
That's fine.
As the other 5 seed.
I struggled where to put Bayport. I put them, I think, as a 6.
Bayport is also called the Baby Big Ten because they have Jack Plum, who's going to Iowa for football, and Cordell Tinch, who's going to Minnesota for track.
Yes.
So Baby Big Ten gets a 5.
Cordell
seed.
Tinch, by the way, so much fun to watch play track. Play track is not a term, but he...
You're a real athlete,
aren't you?
I can tell how athletic you are by the fact
sports.
That people play track.
Yay, sports! Score points!
You're great.
Cordell Tinch, amazing track and field athlete.
Okay.
Very fun to watch.
Is it time for Cedarburg yet as a 6
No,
seed?
It's not. Cedarburg lost me a little bit late in the year. I mean, the North Shore Conference, bless their hearts, they were way down this year.
Okay.
You can't lose a bunch of games in that conference at all to be considered a state championship contender. And I mean, I still think Cedarburg could get to state. I think they're going to get to that sectional final against Kakana one way or the other. But I'm a little down on them, I'm afraid.
Okay, so who's start off my 6 seeds?
I think Madison La Follette. You have that right. Now, La Follette is, I believe, ranked
number 9 in Division 1.
Whereas Madison East wasn't, but Madison East got the higher seed in the playoffs. Madison East has a difference maker, Keyshawn Justice. I mean, I think he could have been the Big 8 player of the year, if not, Jalen Johnson or Marlon Ruffin from Sun Prairie. So I think Madison East is getting overlooked a little bit. They weren't by the seeding committee. They were highly loved, so I think that's going to happen. And Wisconsin,
the actual seeding committee,
the people who seeded the tournament,
okay.
Not us. But I'm looking at them right now and think I'm also thinking. I think Madison East is going to pull a first round upset. I'm going to say that right now.
Fair enough.
And then in our tournament, it won't be an upset in the real tournament.
Fair enough.
And then Wisconsin Dells is undefeated in the state of Wisconsin. They jump out a little bit when you look at their resume. I mean, I think they got some solid wins on there. And
they ranked 5th in Division 3 last week.
They only have the one loss, and I mean, I'd put them in here.
Okay, and it's time for me to exercise my auto bid as the top-ranked team in Division 5, the Banger Bobcats? Bumblebees?
Oh, I don't know their mascot. We got to look that up. That's terrible that I don't have that off the top of my head.
I'm going to call them the Banger Cats because Julie the Cat Gaffney was from Bangor, Maine in D2 Mighty Ducks. So they are the Banger Cats.
That's completely horrendous logic, but I will go with it for now as we show
our 6 seeds are done.
What is it? Our lack of knowledge for anything outside of our little cove.
It's ignorance.
It's total ignorance.
It's ignorance. But we were both at state wrestling on Saturday. You were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Just Thursday, Saturday.
That takes up a lot of our headspace.
It does. It does.
Which
so much
not
wrestling.
A lot to go around.
So much wrestling. So we are at 7 seeds. We've assigned the 6 seeds again. That's La Follette, Madison East, Wisconsin Dells and Bangor. We got eight more teams that are going to get our love. Seven seeds. This is where I think Monona Grove finally belongs.
Okay. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
The third ranked team in Division II.
Yeah, I know. That's harsh. Okay. I agree with you. That's harsh, but I just didn't love their schedule. I feel like it's a team that just won a lot of games, and you know they didn't get dropped because they didn't lose any games. But they probably aren't better than La Crosse Central, Milwaukee, Washington, Whitnall. I mean, I think those teams are probably okay. better, and from what I can see on paper.
Fair enough.
I could be proven wrong. I said in the girls' tournament, I thought there was no way Germantown shouldn't have gotten the four seed over Waukesha South.
That was pretty funny.
And then Waukesha South beat them by 10, so it shows what I know.
All right. Fair enough.
I think, you know, this is where it gets a little funny. I think New Glarus is a Division IV team that puts up a ton of points. Like, they are exceptional and undefeated, and a team that... We can't ignore them. They got to be here somewhere, and this is probably, in my mind, the spot.
Are you saying they got something brewing down there?
Something brewing down in New Glarus. Yeah. That's not a joke that's ever been made before.
Classic.
You know, I think I kind of want to even, like, go with another small school and go with Clear Lake as another.
I was going to go Prescott. They're really
okay, that's fair. Right I now. Do have Prescott and Clear Lake right next to each other. Prescott is undefeated in the state of Wisconsin.
See?
They have a kid who's averaging more than 30 points a game, Peter Brockshaw. So that's a difference maker. And, you know, if there's going to be an upset, you got to have a difference maker.
Like right now, the way they're lined up, they would play Brookfield Central. Would that be fun to you?
That would be fun. That would be fun. I think Prescott, you're right. That's a team against any one of our area teams in Milwaukee.
That's why this is so fun. Okay, then I'll give you Clear Lake.
Yep.
As your final seven.
That's fine. That's fine. Now, the eights, we're probably going to go back to some bigger schools, I think, here.
Fair enough.
I think we're going to start with Cedarburg.
Cedarburg
gets an eight. I don't want to rule them out. I don't like how they finished the year.
They need to be in the tournament.
But they have John Diener. They went to the state final last year.
And, like, Cedarburg against Xavier is going to be a good game.
I think so.
Like, they could win.
You're right. I think that'd be a great game.
What if we just sabotaged our own number one seeds by putting Cedarburg as an eight?
I don't think Cedarburg can beat Xavier because I don't think anybody can beat Xavier.
Oshkosh North, Kokon, or Sun Prairie?
I think Xavier would win those games. I mean,
No. Would Cedarburg win against Oshkosh North, Kokona, or Sun Prairie?
Oh, Well, we're going to see Cedarburg, Kokona, so like that's likely to happen. It's happened each of the last 2 years in the playoffs in the sectional final. They split, and now it's probably going to happen a third time.
All right. Who else you got, bro?
Well,
eight seeds.
I mean, this is. I did have Milwaukee Academy of Science, which is a team that isn't in the rankings, and beat Destiny. But I'm okay if you want to leave them out here.
Okay.
Mineral Point, did we assign those guys
yet?
They're
not in yet.
Okay, so that's a team that should be in the list. Wrightstown is a team that we should be considering among the smaller divisions.
I like Wrightstown a lot. Their girls' team is fantastic.
You have the best method of choosing success.
I didn't say that's why they belong. I just said I like them a lot because their girls' team is really good.
Okay. Well, their boys' team is also very, very good.
What about East Troy? I really like their athletic program as a whole.
And they're good again. I don't know. I looked at them briefly. I think I looked at them in Valders pretty close together, and I thought Valders might have had the better.
Do you have any other honorable mentions that need to be in there?
No. I mean, I like what you've got here. You got Union Grove. They were someone I looked at. You've got Onalaska and Rhinelander. Onalaska, for sure, is someone I looked at. I would be
Rhinelander
okay.
Rhinelander is 19-2.
I know, yeah. They play Columbus Catholic in Division 5 and Seneca, those two.
All right, so our final spot between Academy of Science, Union Grove, Onalaska, or Rhinelander. Those are your choices. You want Science?
I'm willing to give it to Onalaska, actually. I'm loath to get away from my Milwaukee area bias.
Yeah,
but we'll go with a little bit of tradition there. And
Academy of Science will go make a run in the NIT.
Oh yeah, they will. They'll be the top dog in the NIT.
All right. We have our 32 teams, the best 32 teams, regardless of division, who JR refuses to put into an actual bracket to let them play each other.
Oh no, I think we can. We should wait on that. We should do that later. That's what I think.
That's
we should
a deep
do that.
Tease. That could be a really deep tease.
It could be. Maybe initial reaction actually comes back on some sort of regular schedule.
Let's maybe set our sights a little lower. but fair idea.
Yeah, I think that's what we're headed toward. So, in any event, Xavier, Oshkosh, North, Kokona, Sun Prairie, I feel really good about our top seeds. Like, I feel like that is our Kansas, North Carolina, Duke, and UCLA right there.
I agree. I like Pewaukee a lot, and Franklin, but I understand that they should be, their resumes are probably not deserving. So
and
I understand.
And I mean, Franklin has one loss. It came on a buzzer beater from just inside half court from Kenosha Bradford.
Ooh.
It's not like the Southeast is terrible. They're not at all. They're not. That's a decent conference. There's a couple teams at the bottom that are easy wins at this point this year, but Like Franklin is a really interesting team because they are a one seed in Division One. They should realistically, you know, they're definitely in the mix to get through. They're going to have to get past either Brookfield East or Brookfield Central. This is the real life bracket we're talking about. We're not talking about our fake bracket anymore. And those two teams could meet in what would be the most epic of sectional semifinals. I mean, Brookfield East and Central, we've seen their football programs blossom to the point where, like, they're basically competing with the chance that one of them could get to state. And now the basketball teams are doing the exact same thing with obviously a lot of some of the same athletes. So it's a really fun time to be a Brookfield High School student right now.
I'm just looking at these matchups and how fun this would be. Like, I was just looking at, like, Whitnall against Arrowhead right now.
I love that. Right? Who wouldn't want to see that? Because I think Whitnall wins, but it's definitely not, I wouldn't say unequivocally wins.
Wait, hold on. I looked at the wrong one. It'd be like Whitnall against Madison LaFollette, Madison East, Wisconsin Dells, or Bangor.
Still, I like those matchups. I mean, Whitnall against LaFollette or any one of the Madison
schools. And
that's
the point. This should be fun.
It is.
We're
going to
be pretending. And you can't be wrong if you pretend, as my 3-year-old knows all too well.
Yes. So we should stop pretending. We should stop actually reporting on sports and just pretend we're reporting on sports, JP.
Fair enough.
We can get away with it.
That works.
Yeah. So, else, otherwise, within the context of the real-life tournament, any other observations or things? I mean, tell me, you've seen some of these Fox Valley teams. Do you have any impressions of them?
Kokona is really good, and Oshkosh North is really good. Bayport got a number one seed, and they're a 5 seed in our bracket. I know we're not talking about ours anymore, but I think that Bayport could be really good.
I looked at Bayport for a while, though, and they didn't strike me as dominant or as impressive as they had been in years past. On paper, we're talking
about. So to get to state, they're lined up to face Arrowhead in the, what is that, sectional final.
Yep, and last year they met in the sectional semifinal. Bayport was favored and Arrowhead got them. So we could see history repeat or vengeance factor, I don't know.
Will Arrowhead get past Kettle Moraine?
I don't think so.
They're the two
I mean, Arrowhead
there.
Got Kettle Moraine both times this year. They were both close games. I think, and Kettle Moraine had a really good year. Arrowhead, for whatever reason, and this is true for many programs, but that Arrowhead hurdle has just been tough for Kettle Moraine to get over. I think those teams do meet in the sectional semifinal, and I do think Kettle Moraine wins the third battle. They're good. They're on the upswing. They just beat Maguanago to get a share of the conference title. They kind of came out of nowhere a little bit in the Classic 8 to get a share of the conference title with Arrowhead. I love that matchup. I can't wait. I mean, that's my Thursday night destination almost surely if they can meet, hoping it doesn't actually happen in Sheboygan or wherever it's scheduled to happen.
I'm just kind of happy that it in all likelihood won't be Stevens Point again.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little variety, isn't it?
I'm sure they're great kids. I'm sure they're phenomenal, but I think there are better kids from around here, and I don't want them to win again.
Well, we had the Germantown thing for a while where they were winning, where they went 4 straight.
Yeah.
I mean, it was nice. They were good. At some point, it was like, okay, something different this year. And we got it, and then we got it the same different, and then the same different again. And it has been fun to watch the Hauser brothers and Trevor Anderson and just a lot of talent in that Spash program. It is going to be more fun if there's some new blood in the mix, for sure. I think Milwaukee area is going to be very well represented at state. I mean, I think, like I said, I think both Martin Luther and Brown Deer should get through in D3. I mean, you never – there's always teams that get through that you don't count on. I think it's going to be Franklin or one of the Brookfield schools in D1. I think, you know, Arrowhead does have a shot in D1. I think Whitnall or Pewaukee gets through in D2. And if it isn't them, it's going to be Milwaukee, Washington. So there's going to be some really good teams.
Are you going all 3 days?
I might. It depends on the schedule.
I'll be there Saturday.
Okay. You like to show up for the late.
I have nowhere to put the semifinals or quarterfinals.
No, I suppose you do.
I have a weekly show.
You do have a weekly show.
Quarterfinals do nothing for me.
Tell us more about that weekly show. Where can we see your pretty face?
It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Spectrum Sports. Got a lot of state wrestling. Got a story on the Green Bay Phoenix women who won their 20th consecutive regular season title.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's...
See, 20 consecutive titles.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Mind-blowing.
They're weird because they're so boring in how good they are. And, like, I was trying to think of doing a story this year. I was like, what's... There's no story there. They're going to win again. Every year you think that they lost somebody who they can't replace, and then they end up replacing them. Like,
right.
These names probably don't mean anything to a lot of people, but, like, Adrian Ritchie, Julie Wida... Kaylee Lucan, Marin Crocker, like these are Marin Crocker, you know her well
from
West Dallas days. But like they're all these players that leave that are like they're not all American status, but definitely first team all conference and unbelievable players. Kayla Tetchlog from Howard's Grove is another one. And then they leave and somebody else steps up. And this year it's Allie LeClaire from Green Bay and it's Jessica Lindstrom from Superior?
Yes.
Or
also Kayla Tetchlog, Sheboygan North? Is it Howard's Grove?
She's from Howard's Grove.
Okay.
She might have played
at Sheboygan North.
She might have played there. I know she's from Howard's Grove.
Anyway.
Julie Whyta from Michicot.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why...
From Francis Creek, had to go to Michicot High School.
And when you talk about recruiting the state, and Wisconsin women's program gets dinged for this, that they don't do it well enough, you still sort of think about, maybe this is, again, Milwaukee bias. You're talking about Milwaukee, Madison, the Fox Valley. Like, there's got to be the best kids there. Green Bay does not pull from those areas precisely. No. They find kids from literally every corner of the
girls
state.
I think girls' basketball is different. Because also look at Megan Gustafson.
From
my
South
girl,
Shore, of course.
Who is the, like, best player in the history of the Iowa Hawkeyes program and Big Ten right now.
Yeah.
I think she won Player of the Week 8 times this year.
And Megan Gustafson was an interesting case because South Shore, despite the name, is in the northern reaches of the state of Wisconsin.
That really got me for a while.
It's on the South Shore of Lake Superior. But you didn't know, when she was racking up the points, most points in Wisconsin state history, it was hard to know if that was legit. I mean, legit in air quotes, because of course it's legit. Of course she was good. But we didn't know, the competition level just wasn't what you were going to get in some of the urban parts of the state. So it was unclear what was happening there. Well, then she got into the state tournament, and they made the state final. I mean, like, you could tell she's obviously a very, very, very good basketball player.
She's my best friend.
And then she went to
Iowa. I don't know her at all.
Pleasing JP Cadoran to no end, and now she is having a year. She's having a career.
When the boys' hoops team is this bad at Iowa, you got to hold on to something.
Understood.
There you go.
So, yeah, and then you can read up more about state wrestling. I wrote a ton from the state experience at the Kohl Center in Madison. You can read that at jsonline.com/communities. Lots of good stuff there from myself, from Andrew Grumman. We've got a lot of state action going on. Hockey and gymnastics are this weekend, team wrestling state, and then the girls' tournament and the boys' tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to read half of that, at least.
I know you will. I know you will, JP, because you're a good supporter and a good friend.
Well, thanks for coming in and doing this. This is always really fun. I don't know if it's pleasing to other people as it is to us.
Yeah, but, maybe not. Maybe nobody cares.
But it is fun to think about what would happen if there weren't divisions, if we just took the best 32, 64, whatever team, however many teams, and just played out a little bracket.
Yeah. We do like the boys' basketball tournament. It is the highlight event of the winter sports season.
And it'll be St. Patrick's Day. Saturday will be St. Patty's Day. The tournament, the NCAA tournament will be going on.
It's great.
It's a very fun day. Even if we're not out reveling in St. Patrick's Day fun, it still feels fun inside.
I know. I totally agree.
Especially if I get to spend time with you.
Yes. Well, maybe we'll do that again on Initial Reaction. The one-time only return of the Initial Reaction podcast. We hope you enjoyed this, the one bracket to rule them all. What are we calling this again?
One state, all state, you're in good hands.
One state, all state, you're in good hands. TM, JP Cadoran trademark. Hope you enjoyed the fun we're having with this. We will let you know on Twitter, again, at JR Radcliffe. That's Radcliffe with an E on the end. Or at JP Cadoran, Cadorin, if you must know the spelling. And keep up with us. We'll let you know if there's more podcasts and definitely more on our special bracket. Thanks for listening.
Peace.